It is Tuesday. That means I get a chance to talk to Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, I'm excited because this series has been so instrumental in a lot of people's lives already. And we're talking about faith and finance. And today we're talking about the parable of the sower and how important that is when it comes to our finances.
Yeah, actually, first of all, we want to remind people that our archives are on TakeControlTuesday.com. You want to go back there to get some of the previous episodes in the series. But let's continue to talk about our faith and finances, and let's take a quick review of what we've learned so far. First of all, we learned that God said in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, that as long as the earth remained, there would be seed time and harvest, night and day, and the seasons. So that still exists, so that seed time and harvest still applies. Then looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, which tells believers that when they make offerings toward a godly purpose, that can be considered seed, and they can expect a harvest from it.
Right.
Now, today we're going to look at Mark chapter 4, which is the parable of the sower. And we don't have a lot of time, so this is going to be multiple portions of our upcoming broadcast. But in this parable, Jesus is specifically talking about the word of God. However, the principles of sowing or reaping apply to any type of seed. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 told us, God said during the creation process that all seeds would produce after their own kind.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to money, as a seed, the principle that Jesus gives us regarding the ground is important. So in Mark chapter 4, red letter, Jesus is going to tell us about what happens when we properly plant seed in prepared ground. And that's what we'll be talking about on future episodes, because the better the ground, the bigger the harvest.
Yes, sir.
In fact, he says it will produce a return of 30, 60, and 100-fold. Once again, red letter.
It is right there. Well, I am excited about this series because it's important for us to understand that it all goes together. It's not one or the other. It all goes together. And again, you can get our archives at TakeControlTuesday.com. Also, head over to Mansa's website. It is MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, thank you so much.
Thank you.